What is the basis for your belief, Tony, that the people who claimed credit for this attack, which killed three American soldiers and wounded 34, were just issuing propaganda when they said we're Hezbollah and Iran has nothing to do with this?
Because it's all lies. I don't trust
anyone. No, but why do you say it's lies?
Because they do. I mean, it's apparent, Judge, that Houthi, all these other groups are all acting in unison. It's called pattern analysis. I spend a lot of time doing this as a professional. So if you see one thing here on the map, it's like you look at the big board. Remember the big board and Dr. Strangelove? Well, there is something like that. And so if you start seeing a pattern where you have the Houthi, you have other elements within these militias all acting at once, it's not random. To quote the movie Jaws, this is no boat accident, you know, when he's looking at the body. This is deliberate. Yeah. And the idea that you're going to have groups come up and say, oh, we did it on our own. Really? Where'd you get the weapons from? Why did you get encouraged to do this? And by the way, one of the things notable about that location, Tower 22, is that someone had to do a great deal, invested a great deal of time on studying the pattern of our drones coming in and out. That basically there's safe lines of passage these things tend to fly down. I don't think it's a good idea because of this very issue. And yeah, someone studied that. Someone took a great deal of time to understand the functionality of that base. And I think there is a level of sophistication, which also shows the Iranians were behind helping organize and advise on.